Blog Talk Radio.
Successful Woman Radio Show brought to you by womenaboutbiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, August 22nd, 2016. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dream, and your ideas a huge success. Well, I trust that all of you had a fantastic weekend and that you are ready this week to prosper, to collaborate, to take advantage of all of the opportunities that will help you to take your business to the next level. Now, I don't know about you ladies, but I am being the driver of my success vehicle. And by being the driver of my success vehicle, I am claiming that I am the one that's making the route. I am creating the directions. I am in control of the wheel. And I do this by focusing on my priorities, my business goals, and I make the necessary changes to move towards positive results. Now, are you doing that? I want you to join me and embrace this wonderful mental concept of continually looking at yourself as the driver of your success vehicle. Embrace the fact that you have all control over your success financially, spiritually, mentally, and as a leader of your company. So what are you going to do? That's right. You are going to be the driver of your success and take your business to the street of next level. Well, our theme all of this month has been Savvy Networking Woman. And I had a serious question for you, which was, are you ready to be very serious about business networking and becoming the savvy networker you know that you can be? Now, that term, savvy, really means to be in the know at all times. And so as women who have businesses, it's important for us to always know of ways that we can network, to know of ways that we can collaborate, and that we can get in front of others and not only share what we do, but bless the lives of others, right? Because a savvy networking woman knows that she has to be in the blessing business. So all this month on Successful Woman Radio, Savvy Networking Woman has been about keeping you informed about different ways that you can network and setting your foundation up under networking. Now, next Monday, I'm going to be giving you an overview of all the things that I have talked about thus far, and then I'll wrap it up with creating your networking plan or strategy. So today, however, I am excited to share with you creative networking strategies, various ideas for you to segment yourself, for you to step out and be different than the rest. And so I truly hope that you have your pen and notepad handy for later on as I share with you, again, creative networking strategies. Also included in our lineup today, of course, I'm going to share with you 5 questions to help you continue to take control in 2016. And I've got a great book excerpt for you today from our book club book of the month, It's Not Rocket Science by Mary Spio, 7 Game-Changing Traits for Uncommon Success. And then also, I've got some great information to share with you about upcoming events at womenaboutbiz.com. Now, as you know, Women About Biz is the creator of the show. We want women to be encouraged. We want them to know that there is a positive listening environment that they can come to and always walk away after the show motivated and ready to make things happen. And that's what Women About Biz is all about. That's what our radio show, Successful Woman Radio, is all about as well. So ladies, even though we do send out announcements, because I have a lot of people asking me, hey, why aren't you sending out your announcements earlier? I missed the show. So we send the announcements out every Monday morning. And the reason why we did this is that, you know, remember, we've had the show going for 10 years, right? And what we found to be most effective is that, yes, women will see that the show is coming if we send it out days ahead of time, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to listen to the show. And what we've discovered is that if you receive the email in the mornings, then it's a reminder. And that's what our email announcements on Monday mornings are supposed to be for you, a reminder. So again, with that said, I want to remind you to mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time for the show. And that way, when you receive the reminder email, it's just a reinforcement for you. And you will have already had it in your calendar, okay? Now, I also want to share that you can listen to the show from the comfort of your desktop computer, your laptop computer, your smartphone. And to do that, you simply pull up your internet browser and go to blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio. Again, for those of you with pen in hand, if you want to listen comfortably from your desktop, laptop, or even your smartphone or notepad, iPad device, then simply go to blogtalkradio.com/ Success Woman Radio. Now, this is a great time for you to flash over on another line and to let at least one businesswoman, maybe someone that has told you, you know, I need encouragement, I need motivation, someone that has told you that they are trying to learn new ways to grow their business. You guys know this is like one of the top resources for businesswomen on online radio. We've been doing this for 10 years, serving thousands and thousands of women internationally. And it is our goal to make sure that you are fed with great information and ways that you can put to use right away to grow your business. So make sure that you get in the blessing business and share the show with other business women. I want to go ahead and move right into taking control in 2016. For those of you that are new to the show, just to give you a little bit of background on taking control in 2016, that is our overall theme for this year. And one of the things that I like to do at the beginning of every year, I do it for our group coaching program at Women About Biz, I do it for Successful Woman Radio, is I like to come up with questions that you can ask yourself that will really jumpstart you and help you to literally move into positive directions of growing your business. And these are questions that I ask of my own self, and they have really helped me. And you can ask them of yourself as often as you need to. You can do it once a day in the mornings as you are preparing for your day. You can do it 2 to 3 times a week, or as often as you need to. So with that said, let's move forward with 5 take control questions. Here's number 1. Am I clear on my business goals this week? This is so very, very important. And of course, if you're going to be the driver of your success vehicle, this is the number one thing that you must stay focused on. You know, one of the things that I've been doing is getting pretty much gathering up information for our implementation mastermind class that is coming up on September the 8th. Now, it's not just a class, it's actually a 4-week group coaching program. And as I was looking at information about developing your workflows and that type of thing, I started implementing some of those things for myself that I wasn't already doing this past weekend. And one of the things I realized is that I had taken my focus off of making the money. And by that, I mean, I thought about, you know, the monies that I wanted to make or what have you, but I wasn't actually declaring the specific amounts of money that I want to make and then determining the activities necessary to bring that money about, right? So in case you don't know it, the success formula for making more money is the right kind of knowledge plus the right kind of information, right? Add it together will always equal money, because that's how we make money. In exchange for a product or a service or something that we know, an individual is going to pay us for that talent, right? So that they can take advantage of it. And so in talking about this, I realized that, you know, again, I wasn't keeping my mind focused exactly on the amounts of money that I wanted to have. And on a weekly basis, ladies, that is so very, very important. I always recommend that every Sunday evening, that as you outline what your priorities are, that you have to make sure that you also know the activities that are going to support all of those priorities. And then, of course, when you look at your calendar, if you have a whole bunch of activities listed in your time slots that don't even pertain to your priorities or your goals, then you know you've got to do some rearranging, right? Well, one of the things you have to ask yourself too is, do I have leads that I need to follow up on? Do I have prospects that I promise to get information to that can turn into money? You know, how much money am I trying to bring in on a weekly basis? Can I close some sales? Can I sell some new products? What do I need to do to bring in a certain amount of money? And that is what you need to keep first and foremost in the front of your mind when you are looking at your goals and prioritizing them. Yes, marketing is extremely important. He'll say that it is like one of the number one goals that you have to prioritize, but that's going to help bring in the money, right? But you also need to know the exact amount of money, or how many new clients, or who do you need to talk to? And again, I say this because I know the majority of us are multitasking women. We are doing a lot of different things because we are solopreneurs. We are responsible for all aspects of our business. So then this is why it's even more important for you to really keep your mind focused on the money goal as well, okay? So again, that question number one is, am I clear on my business goals this week? And you need to get clarity. I know as the success driver of my vehicle exactly how much money I'm trying to bring in this week, or at least what I'm trying to do to generate the specific amount of money for the entire month. And that is something you should be focused on as well. Here's number two in 5 take control questions. Have I identified tasks necessary to accomplish my goals? Now, again, this is very, very important. Tasks are what helps you to implement everything that you want to do. But there are some steps or phases within tasking that if you miss them, you will end up sometimes not accomplishing the task. So what am I talking about? Well, once you list out the tasks necessary to accomplish a particular goal, and this is something that has to be done for each of your goals, then what you have to do is you have to look at those tasks and you have to ask yourself, are any of these tasks posing a challenge for me? In other words, am I not going to get it done simply because there's a challenge or an obstacle in the way? If so, you can't really place that task in a time slot or even delegate it until you figure out how to overcome the challenge, right? And this is something that I think we often do as business women, is that we just go ahead and put the task in our planner. But what you're going to find is that you'll keep pushing it from one day to the next, one month to the next, not understanding that there is a challenge there that needs to be worked through. And of course, once you come up with the solution for that challenge, then you can take the task and place it in a time slot. Or this moves me to the next thing about tasks. You need to make a decision whether you're going to keep the task and do it yourself or whether you're going to delegate. Now, notice I said delegate, not abdicate, which means to totally hand it over without follow-up or follow-through. So that's going to be very, very important as well. So again, number two was, have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my goals? Here's number three. Am I being the leader of my business? You know, one of my favorite books is by John Maxwell, and it is about leadership. And one of the things he says about a good leader is that a leader is not looking to create followers. A leader is looking to create other leaders. In other words, you should be looking to inspire the lives of others and get people to embrace wanting to be a leader themselves. And I like that, because you shouldn't always just want everybody to follow you, because people will follow you for so long and then they can envy you because they're like, well, I want to do what you're doing, you know, and they can begin to feel some kind of way about that. And you don't want that. You want to have people who are leaders. And so he goes on to say, when you create leaders, you also create followers for a lifetime. Why is that? Because you have empowered other people to pursue and follow their goals, their dreams, and you are allowing them to be leaders in their own rights, just like you are. And so that's so important. So when you ask yourself if you're being the leader of your business, you have to also know what's required of you to be a leader in your particular business industry. What are your position responsibilities? What should you be following up on? What should you be looking at? And the reason why this question is so very important, because oftentimes as solo entrepreneurs, we keep ourselves in the labor role. And when you're in the labor role, you're really not looking at the leadership role, that entrepreneur visionary role. You often get caught up just on the labor side. So when you ask yourself that question, ladies, am I being the leader? Make sure that you're being real with yourself, right? Very, very important. Moving on to number four and five take control questions. Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? You know, I've said this and I'll say it again. If these four things aren't happening in your business daily, weekly, then something is awry. And it means that you need to go back to your foundation and you've got to tweak some things, right? You have got to revamp your strategy and you've got to figure out marketing-wise what you need to be doing to generate those leads, opportunities, calls, and emails. Don't you want your phone ringing with people asking you about your products or service? Don't you want to see emails with people wanting to know how they can get a particular product or how they can arrange for a consultation or for some type of service that you can provide? Don't you want opportunities coming your way? And don't you want to make opportunities for yourself? And don't you want to generate leads through powerful networking and social media and posting and creating different ways for people to connect? Well, if these things aren't happening, then there's no business activity going on, right? And so you need to be aware of that. And last but not least, in number five, in the five take control questions, am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Can I get an amen on that one, right? For those of you that have been listening to me ask this question and talk about this question, you automatically know how important I hold numbers. Now, why is that? Because numbers will never lie to you. Numbers are scientific. Numbers are guaranteed. And so if you know how many clients you need in order to generate a certain amount of revenue, that's going to help you all the way around be able to effectively create a marketing strategy, create your marketing budget, know what you need to do, right? So there are two sets of numbers that are so vital to you in business. The first type is called your cash flow. You can go two ways with the cash flow. You can go current cash flow, which is knowing how much money you're bringing in and how much money is going out, which gives you a good overview whether you need to cut back, you need to tighten that budget, or you need to create some new products or services to increase revenue. But that's what the cash flow is all about. And it has to become your best friend. Also, there is the projected cash flow. Perhaps you have an event. Perhaps you have a project. Perhaps you just really need to revamp your business altogether and you're trying to figure out for the next 6 months to a year how much money you need to bring in order for you to accomplish your overall sales goal. Well, ladies, that's a cash flow. And cash flows are very, very, very important. And so, again, you have to become best friends with those numbers because they will tell you the truth. And lastly, on allowing the numbers to tell you the truth, how about the checking account, your business checking account? Now, you do have one, right? It's so important to not hide from your business checking account. Do the numbers in your checking account reflect your goals for sales? Do they reflect what you want to see in your checking account? For that matter of fact, heck, are they covering your expenses? If the answer is no, then it automatically keeps you reminded that you need to be working harder to get those numbers to where you need to be. Right? Ladies, is keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. I'm letting you know right now, that is exactly what it's all about on the journey of business. None of us can be perfect. None of us can overnight in 3 hours create a multi-million dollar company. It takes work. It takes strategy. It takes focus. It requires you to be in control and to be the leader of your company. So I'm challenging you to take and embrace being the leader. If you get yourself in the leadership role instead of always being in the labor role, you're going to automatically see a whole new difference in your business, and you'll be on your way to creating new successes for yourself. It is 12:21 after the hour. And for those of you that are listening, this is the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I'm your host and business success coach, Trina Newby, wishing you so much abundance and prosperity in all that you do. Hey, how about the Olympics? Have any of you been watching the Olympics and everything that is going on? I've been looking at gymnastics. I've been looking at the basketball games. I looked at the track. I also looked at the volleyball, which is one of my favorites, and archery, which I happen to like. And, you know, it's really interesting. I look at all of those individuals who have won the bronze medal, the silver medal, the gold medals. The one thing, though, that I see that they all have in common, and that is sheer focus. They know what they want, and they are going after it. And they don't let the crowds, they don't let anyone deter them from what they are trying to do. You know, I like to liken that to business as well, because, you know, you're going to have naysayers, you're going to have a crowd, they're going to be yelling out different things, you're going to be distracted by other things going on all around you. But what you need to be is like the Olympians, right? You need to be focused. You need to have your mind set on the prize and know exactly the type of goals that you're trying to accomplish so that you can win the goal for yourself. Think about it. It's very, very important. This is also a great opportunity to get our kids in front of the television and to show them how these individuals have been practicing so hard. As a matter of fact, ESPN has some wonderful documentaries about a lot of the sports and individuals that are, you know, really doing well and winning gold medals. And they are interviewing them, telling their life stories. And this is a great opportunity for your kids to see that there is a lot of dedication, commit, and work going into being a successful person. Very, very good. I also want to just, again, give a shout out to some wonderful people that I have met recently through my own networking. I want to give a shout out to Laura Pards up in New York City. Yeah, hey, Laura, I know you're on the line. I see your number. Laura is an artist. I met her at an art show, and she and I just got to talking, and we were able to really do some great collaboration on some things coming up in the future. I also want to give a big shout out to another young lady that I met that I'm very impressed with. I just read her book, and that is Janelle Hanks. She is a life coach here in the Metro Atlanta area, and she wrote the book Live Your Dreams Through Purpose, an excellent book, a great read, something that you can go over and over and gain a lot of inspiration from. And you're going to be hearing Janelle on the show. I'm going to try and get her on the show in the near future. And, you know, I've just been meeting so many other people as I have been out there networking and talking to different people. I also want to give a big shout out to our Lithonia Business Women's Night Out host, Rhonda Frost. Rhonda does a lot for Women About Biz. She's always out there sharing a lot and blessing the lives of others. And she has started her own nonprofit organization, Flame to Success, which I'm very proud of her for, which is really, you know, becoming a resource for women and men who will want to make it happen in their lives, whether it's through career or whether it's through business, but they don't necessarily have the resources. And that is what Rhonda is doing, is making Flame to Success a resource. I've also met so many people lately that have been sending me wonderful product samples and different gifts, and I am just so excited about that. One product in particular that I like is called Banana Cream, and it is a wonderful hand moisturizer by Lisa Torres. Lisa, thank you so much for giving me that. I really like your banana whip. It is very, very good, and I've been using it all this weekend on my hands, and so I want to just mention that. You know, so many times we don't get a chance to say thank you to the people that matter, that to people that have reached out. And so that's what I try to do on the show, give shout outs to a lot of women who have connected with me. I want to give shout outs to Betty Scott. She's one of our longtime founding members at Women About Biz. She's responsible for us even being a national organization. She really helped us back in 2006 to go national. I also want to give a big, big shout out to Pamela Alexander over at BizLinks TV. She does incredible videos and helps solo entrepreneurs to really get themselves out there on video. But Pamela is also a founding member of Women About Biz and has been a member since 2000. And so it's women like these that I surround myself with. And that is what you need to do as you are networking and getting yourself out there. You need to be surrounding yourself with women who not only want to see themselves successful, but they want to see you be successful as well. It's 12:27 after the hour. We have some new people that have dialed into the show. You are listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I want to go ahead right now and move right into a couple of Women About Biz announcements. We've got some good stuff going on over at Women About Biz, and I want to make sure that you know about it. Hopefully you guys by now have gotten out your pens and your notepads and you're ready to take some good notes. First of all, if you are in the Metro Atlanta area, we have the Business Women's Night Out coming up in McDonough, Georgia. That is for tomorrow, August 23rd. And that is led by Liz Osborne. Liz has such a beautiful and energetic spirit. She is with the company It Works, and she has been a host of a Business Women's Night Out for pretty much going on a year now and doing a great job. And so if you live in or around the McDonough area in Atlanta, make sure you check out on the Women About Biz website the Business Women's Night Out event, McDonough, Georgia, for tomorrow. And I'll be letting you know in just a minute where on Women About Biz you can locate that event information. Now, coming up this Wednesday, if you have not registered yet for this, you need to. It's Creating Content 101 with our digital marketing expert, Aneri Bellamy. And that is on Wednesday, August 24th at 12 noon. You definitely want to be a part of this free lunch and learn teleclass. Aneri has been really kicking it up a notch, giving 200% of herself as she gives these meaty and great informative teleclasses. So you're going to learn why content is an important part of marketing, 6 types of content you can use for marketing, and then 10 must-haves to create compelling content that achieves marketing success. Now, I want to know that myself, right? And then there's a bonus that you get as a part of the teleclass attendees. You will learn about a write-up on how to pick the right topic. She's also going to provide you with 10 headlines that are sure to boost your content marketing. And get this, you get a content creation 101 workbook. And you're saying, all of that and that's free? Absolutely, right at Women About Biz during our Lunch and Learn teleclass again this Wednesday. Last but not least, I want to mention something that's close and dear to my heart. And I am talking about no other than our implementation mastermind, which is coming up starting on Thursday, September the 8th. Now, this is a very, very special 4-week group coaching program that is priced just right with the solo entrepreneurial woman in mind. Now, the reason why I developed this particular mastermind is because oftentimes as business women, we don't have a problem with ideas, right? We don't even have a problem with setting our goals and knowing what it is that we want. But what happens often is that we do have challenges with implementing the things that are swirling around in our head. How many people that are listening to the show agree with me, right? Just raise your virtual hand. Yes, you know, I know who you are as business women because I am one and I know what we go through and what we deal with. Well, ladies, here's the thing. The number one thing you can do for your business is to become that leader, as I stated before. And because of that, being a leader is all about getting yourself to be in the entrepreneur visionary role and to implement tasks swiftly and quickly. So I'm going to share with you how to overcome not getting things done. I'm going to show you how to eliminate any fears, any procrastination, and how to develop a new belief within yourself, right? So during this particular group coaching program over 4 weeks, you're going to get 2 one-on-one 30-minute coaching calls. You're going to have access to our live 1-hour conference call weekly. You'll get access to our private implementation mastermind group. You're going to get a workbook and blueprints, and you're also going to get your own copy of E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. We'll be referring to that book throughout the program, and then I will be looking and reviewing your workflow implementation. Now, this is not just you listening to me like in a lecture. This is a live 4-week working and planning on your own business session. That's right. I'm going to be holding you accountable. I'm going to be helping you in 30 days to do what you need to do to start seeing positive results, both in your business planning and both in your pocketbook, right? And so with that said, I want you to consider being a part of that group. I think we have about 5 spots left out of 20 spots available. So I want to encourage you to sign up for it. Now, you can learn about all of the events that I've just talked about by visiting us at womenaboutbiz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com. And then what you can do is look, scroll down a little bit and look in your right-hand column, and where it says upcoming events, you can click on any of the events that I just mentioned and register for them, okay? So I hope to connect with you in our implementation mastermind, and I hope that you participate in our teleclass or at one of our networking events. I want to go ahead right now and get right to our book club, book of the month, and of course, which is It's Not Rocket Science. For those of you that are new to the show today, just a little bit about the author of this book, Mary Spio. She went from being a barefoot girl growing up in Ghana to a deep space engineer earning major patents with Boeing and is now an internet entrepreneur who speaks to audiences around the world about leadership and innovation. Her personal story is a remarkable one, but her message is universal. It is anyone can be a game changer. And today, ladies, I am reading from page 66 for those of you that have the book and would like to follow along. I will be reading from the section, "If you chase two rabbits, you end up losing both." Okay, let's start. There are many distractions in life that dilute our focus, especially in an always connected, always on world. And it often seems that as soon as we commit to pursue a specific vision or dream, countless opportunities, projects, and offers come our way to divert attention. Game changers, however, learn to ignore these distractions and focus their thoughts and energy like a Jedi. One of my favorite sayings is, if you chase two rabbits, you end up losing both. There's another version. When you try to ride two horses with one behind, you end up splitting your pants. Either way, the point is the same. You can't effectively do more than one thing at a time. If you try to focus on multiple endeavors, you will often end up doing none of them well. Game changers focus on one thing and one thing only at a time. Once they have mastered their craft or achieved their breakthrough, then they move on to the next level. This singular focus seems obvious enough, but game changers know that obsessive focus is as much about ignoring distractions as it is concentrating on their vision. Steve Jobs once said, "People think focus means saying yes to the thing you've got to focus on, but that's not what it means at all. It means saying no to the 100 other good ideas that are out there. You have to pick carefully. I'm actually as proud of the things we haven't done as the things we have done. Innovation is saying no to 1,000 things." In 2014, Jan Koum and Brian Acton sold their technology WhatsApp to Facebook for a staggering $19 billion. Founded in 2009, just 2 years later, WhatsApp was in the top 20 of all apps in the U.S. market. At one point during WhatsApp media meteoric rise, someone supposedly asked Koum why they weren't promoting their success on the press. "Marketing and press kicks up dust," Koum reportedly replied. "It gets in your eye, and then you're not focusing on the product." Koum reminds us that we are constantly making choices in life. More choices lead to less focus. In many ways, we are more limited by our freedom than by our limitations. The more focused you are, the simpler your choices become. Focus, she says, focus choice. Focusing on one vision or goal leads to clear choices even in the mix of distractions and chaos. So she says, pick your rabbit and go get it. But you can't chase two rabbits or you'll end up losing them both. And so I really like this because as solo entrepreneurs, as you know, you do hold multiple roles. You do have to perform multiple tasks. But here's the thing that you need to understand. There still is a way to focus as a solo entrepreneur, even if it's just you, you've got to develop that power team. And for those of you that are longtime listeners, you know I talk a lot about how I am able to effectively accomplish a lot of things through developing an efficient power team. But you can't wait until the last minute to develop a power team. Now, for those of you, again, that are new to the show, you might be saying, well, what is a power team? What does a power team do? A power team is a group of people and resources that are available for you so that when you need to implement something or take action, you can do it swiftly, right? And you can delegate it and move on to what else you need to be focused on. And so that could be composed of, a team could be composed of a graphic designer, a web designer, a content writer, an attorney, an accountant, a virtual assistant, a business consultant. So you can have a lot of different people on your power team. But I think the objective of having a power team is that these individuals, you need to know them and develop a relationship with them ahead of time, because as you know, when you need to put something in action, you can't go out trying to find that right person who's going to be a right fit if you need something done like yesterday, right? And so you have to build your power team ahead of time, and that's one of the things I'm going to be helping you to do during the Implementation Mastermind, is developing your power team. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it and also provide some excellent resources for you to do it with. So again, don't forget, Implementation Mastermind Group starts on Thursday, September the 8th. And so I hope you guys will go pick up your very own copy of It's Not Rocket Science, 7 Game-Changing Traits for Uncommon Success. You can find it at Barnes & Noble's, Books A Million, and some of the other bookstores that may be available within your own community. Speaking of bookstores, you know, ever since Borders closed its doors, of course, for most people in most metropolitan areas, we have only had Barnes & Noble's and Books A Million in some areas. And so if you're realizing that I can't find a bookstore, well, you're right. They're the bookstore, live bookstores, you know, commercial standalone bookstores are becoming something of a rarity in our country today. And I think there's a lot of reshifting going on. And of course, Amazon has had a lot to do with that, right? Because Amazon contains millions and millions of books, audios, products, and resources. And as a result, because of that, it has impacted the bookstore market, right? And so Amazon, I think they have touted so far that they have more than 50% of all books are ordered from Amazon.com. How about that? So that's a kudo to Amazon. But it also leaves a space open once again for the quaint small bookstore coffee shop type of environment that a lot of us who love to read books are looking for, right? So that's an opportunity in your community for you to say, if you're looking for a great business idea or you don't have a business yet and you're thinking about something to do, that might be a way to go about it. Do your research, think about it. Well, I want to go ahead right now and go right into our topic, our hot topic of today, and that is savvy networking, creating creative networking strategies. I'm so excited to be sharing all of these strategies with you. You know, business networking really is one of the most effective ways to make new business acquaintances. It really is. And to get the word out about who you are and what your business is all about. It helps you to establish yourself as a savvy networker as well. So while the art of business networking has been a tradition for hundreds of years, it is so important, ladies, to customize the way you network and develop new strategies that will help you and your business to stand out. So what I want to do right now is I want to share some creative strategies and techniques that either I have used or I have observed others doing that are quite effective. Now, the one thing that you need to know before I share these strategies with you is that you can modify these strategies, you can expand on these strategies, you can, you know, you may have an aha moment right now as I'm sharing them with you of something new just for yourself. But what you need to know is that before you start putting these strategies into play, what you really, really need is a good networking plan. Just like a business plan, you need a good networking plan or a strategic plan that outlines the blueprint for how you network, from the time you connect with the individual to after the networking has taken place, to the follow-up and follow-through, to you identifying what is it that you would like to do with this person. Do you want to collaborate? Do you want them to become a customer or a client? Do you want to refer someone? How do you want to do it, okay? So that's very, very important for you to understand that, because I don't want you to just go right off the bat and start putting these into practice without having a foundation of a system where it really will work for you tenfold, okay? So let's go ahead and talk about some creative networking techniques. You know, you don't have to stick just to going to networking events that have been organized, right? Although those are important as well, but you can become a savvy networker on your own. Here's the first one, networking on the fly. What does that mean? Well, if you happen to be in an area where you have been to a meeting or you have a doctor's appointment and you have like an hour of time to kill, right? And you know that in advance, then what you can do is consider to set up kind of like what I would like to call a flash networking event where you can either post it in a specific group that is for your local area or posted on your Google Plus account, or you can email or call specific individuals and say, hey, I know that you live in this area. I'm going to be in this area for an hour on this day at such and such time. How about meeting me at this restaurant? I'm inviting a couple of other people, and hey, we can exchange cards, catch up, and network with each other and tell each other what's new in our businesses. Now, you only should invite like 3 to 5 people, not too many. You want this to be kind of quaint, right? I have been invited to several flash networking events and networking on the fly type of events where people are saying, hey, I'm going to be in your area tomorrow. Do you want to meet me at the Starbucks or what have you? I have 30 minutes. And I'll say, yeah, I'll pop up there and meet you. It's been some of the best networking that I have done. So again, try it out. You'll really love it. Networking and pedicure. Yes, ladies, golf isn't the only activity where you can do some serious collaboration deals, right? You know, I want to give a shout out to Montina Portis because Montina and I had networking and a pedicure, and we were able to just sit there, relax, and talk and have a great time networking while we were having our feet done at the same time. So that was wonderful because we were able to be efficient with our networking. So invite your female business associates to conversation and a pedicure. Now, remember, don't go on a busy day. If you try to go on a Saturday and have a conversation, you may not even be able to hear the other person talk, or might not be able to be seated next to each other. So you want to go on some of the slower days. That would be Mondays through Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in most salons. That seems to be a great time frame. So think about that. And if you know a gentleman who seems to be a great dresser, you notice that his nails are always shiny and manicured and that kind of thing, that'll let you know right now that he goes to have his nails and most likely a pedicure as well. Well, there's nothing wrong with inviting him to networking and a pedicure as well. You will know it, you know, whether it's a male or a female, you will know whether or not these are some people that, you know, seems like they would like this kind of thing. The next type of networking strategy is dinner themes and networking. This is where you invite 5 to 10 of your business associates to a dinner theme night. You know, it could be Mexican night, Italian, French, Cuban night. And what you're doing is you're picking a theme restaurant. They're responsible for their own meal, but you're pulling individuals, first of all, together who are non-competitive with each other. That's for a great evening and to get everybody feeling comfortable and talking and sharing resources. You want to make sure that everyone is non-competitive, right? And so this will help you to have a fantastic, worry-free time about who's listening to the next big thing you've got going on. Now, another thing I want to say is that you want to, as the leader of this networking dinner, you want to always be in control, right? So make sure you are sitting at the head of the table so the attention is on you and they know that you're the leader, you have arranged this. And this should be a private networking event. So don't let them bring anyone else. This is for those individuals. Now, what I like about this is you can twist this in different ways. You can invite individuals who are referring to you all the time, or you can invite individuals who are compatible with you, but they're also compatible with each other. For example, if you're a hairstylist, you might want to invite someone who is a nail tech You might want to invite someone who's a makeup artist, right? You might want to invite someone who is an image consultant. They're in image. So because everybody does something different but sees similar to the same type of clientele, you are able to help one another. And that is so very, very important. Okay, next, I want to talk about VIP networking events. And this is something that I am working on myself because I have a lot of ladies that have my back. They're always supporting me. They're always nurturing me, calling me, sending me emails. Even they listen to this show, and then my cell phone will blow up with such a great show. Thank you so much for your blessings. And you just don't know. That means so very, very much to me. And so VIP networking is something where you can customize it based on, you know, the people that network with you the most, right? These are people that, again, send you referrals. They share resources. They could be your clients. And so you might create a weekend where you invite 3 to 5 women to go either on a short trip, right? A short cruise or a weekend at the spa at one of the hotels. You invite them to go. Of course, they're paying for their own, but what you might do is try to arrange for a special discount, right? And then, of course, you want to have special gift bags for them. You want to give them a special gift, something that they will remember you and that networking VIP weekend for. So these are all great ideas to get you thinking outside of the box about networking itself and why networking is so very, very important. And when you take on the role of being a leader, the one thing I know about being a leader and a savvy networking woman is you don't wait for anybody to give you opportunities. You create your own opportunities. And these ideas are how I and others have created their own opportunities and not waiting for someone to give you something, right? I want to talk about a couple of other advanced networking techniques because many women see the opportunity to even go further, and they're always thinking about different advanced strategies. Now, for those of you that are not aware of it, I wrote a really good workbook called Savvy Networking 101. I'm going to tell you how you can get a copy of that, but Savvy Networking 101. And in my book, I talk about some advanced networking techniques that few people know about that I have been able to actually tag and give them an actual name. And so the first networking technique I want to talk about is called the networking bank. That's what I've termed it. And just like a bank keeps an account of our money and how we make deposits and withdrawals, well, a networking bank works similar to the same, except the information is kept in your contact database. So every time you provide a referral or resource to someone, it is a deposit into their networking bank and a withdrawal from yours and vice versa. When they make a deposit into your networking bank and they refer someone or give you a lead or anything like that, they are withdrawing from their bank and depositing into yours. So even when you can't always use the services or purchase a product from a contact, you might know someone or run across someone that will need it eventually. This is why you can't really discount anyone. And I am just so through with business women who go to business networking events, and just because they don't make a sale or someone doesn't say yes to what they have to offer that night, they drop them like a hot potato because it's such a selfish form of network. It's a desperate form of networking, in my opinion, and it needs to stop. And the buck stops here with me because I have such a passion about teaching women how to properly network. We really need to start doing it more effectively. And the networking bank principle is so very, very important. But one of the things you have to have if you create your networking bank, and that is, it's more than just keeping contacts, but you're keeping with what they do and the resources that they have. It can be done in an Excel spreadsheet or in a customer relations manager software online. It can be done and kept in many ways, but you have to have it organized before you're able to put your networking bank into play. Now, the big concept behind having a networking bank is that people often are going to remember you more for what you have done for them, for what you have gifted them with, for the resources that you share. They are going to remember you that way more. But when they do, they are also more likely to listen intently on what you have to offer, and they're more willing to try it to support you. Okay, so that's the networking bank principle. The next principle, I like to call it, it's mega plus networking. This is another phrase that I created. Mega networking is the art of offering a service or product for free, or at least 50 to 75% off. In exchange, the person you are networking with agrees to sow a referral seed of at least two people that they feel could use or buy your product or service. Now, let me just say this. With Mega Plus Networking, it's more than just them sowing a referral seed, but they have to take on the responsibility of following up and following through all the way with the referral. So not only are they going to give you that person's name, phone number, and email, but they are going to have a short phone conference with you and tell you how they think this person can benefit from your products and service, and what are the keywords that you might say that might be able to generate a sale through this individual. Then they're going to turn around and they are going to call that individual, do a three-way, call that individual, put you on the phone, and personally introduce you and assist you in setting up a presentation with that individual. So that is called Mega Plus Networking. And lastly, I want to share with you the circle of influence networking, which is one of my all-time favorites. It's so powerful, and of course, it would take 10 shows for me to kind of explain to you this whole concept. So hopefully you'll kind of get it and want to attend some of our networking events and, you know, our teleclasses that help you to understand more about networking. And again, I'm going to be sharing a little bit about that right after I tell you about this last one, circle of influence. Now, ladies, imagine your business is in the middle of a large circle, right? And now on the outside of the circle are contacts, people that you have met at various events, people that you know. And these people can not only refer potential clients or customers to you, but they actually see your same client type daily or very, very frequently. These contacts are called compatible sources, meaning they have a business that's compatible to yours, but it doesn't provide the same exact service or products that yours does. So if you could create a win-win agreement with at least 8 of these compatible sources where you will refer to one another, you will have created a positive circle of influence. And because these compatible sources see your potential clients continually, it is not unusual for them to refer to you daily or 2 to 3 times per week. Now, here are some of the characteristics of a compatible source. Usually they've been in business for 3 to 5 years. They have a consistent customer base. They are outgoing and know a lot of people, right? They are also savvy networkers. Their personality and their values match yours, because when you're talking to somebody that refers to you all the time, you want to know that their personality and values match yours, right? You don't want there to be any conflicts on that end. And they talk about more than just business. You see that they are willing to share resources. You see that they're trying to collaborate. They're oftentimes, you know, referring people to you. So again, these are compatible sources, and there's a lot more to it, but I wanted you to be aware of it. Now, all of the things that I have mentioned are in my workbook and guide, Savvy Networking 101, Making Positive Connections, Generating Leads, and Developing Relationships. Now, you can get a copy of that book. All you need to do is visit womenaboutbiz.com. and in the top red menu bar, hold your mouse over channels and select Savvy Networking Women. That is our networking channel where you can learn about different programs, teleclasses that we have going on to help you to learn how to become a savvy networking woman. And the guide is right there on the channel's front page, and you can click on that and get a copy for yourself. Well, ladies, that's all I have for today. I hope that you have sincerely enjoyed the show today. I want to encourage you to mark your calendar for next Monday, especially as we wrap up Savvy Networking Woman, where I am going to share with you how to create your networking plan. So I'm going to give an overview of all of the things that we've covered this month and then talk about the plan itself. So please let other women know about it, and also make sure that you are on the show next Monday at 12 noon Eastern time, which is so very, very important. That date, again, is next Monday, August 29th at 12 noon Eastern. Also, ladies, don't forget to go to womenaboutbiz.com. If you haven't become a free member, join us as a free member. Make sure you'd consider signing up for our implementation mastermind that starts on September the 8th. And also, we have our free teleclass coming up on Wednesday, Creating Content 101. So you definitely want to take advantage of those things. Last but not least, I want to say to you that success is yours for the taking. Have a productive and powerful week. Bye-bye.